Good morning, everyone. I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Picks Now update. Here are some of the top headlines we're following. Emotional testimony expected today as the two men being held responsible for the deadly ghost ship warehouse fire will be sentenced. Family and friends of the 36 people killed will get a chance to confront the men who negotiated plea deals. Derek Almena and Max Harris pleaded no contest to 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter. The deal calls for Almena to serve 9 years in jail and Harris 6, but both could get out much sooner because of time served. The hearing is expected to last 2 days. BART is scrambling to come up with new security measures. KPIX 5's Ann Makovic has more on the plan the transit agency is considering today.
And this is all bringing up the age-old debate of security versus privacy. Part of BART's plan is already in place. You may have noticed if you've ridden the system recently, patrol officers are working overtime, 10-hour days, 6 days a week. And that is the most visible faction of the strategy BART is proposing to the board of directors today. The cost? $28 million. It includes more fare inspectors, new call boxes on platforms, a crackdown on panhandling, and a switch to a high-tech digital surveillance system that could zero in on problematic behavior. But there are a lot of questions about exactly what that would entail. Privacy advocates have taken to Facebook to say no privacy policy, no civil rights impact assessment, no data storage and access rules, no biased and inaccurate facial recognition. For BART, they are worried that BART is pushing through a safety plan after the death of Nia Wilson last month, one of three people who died on incidents on the system in a period of less than a week. She was stabbed while getting out of a train, and BART has been on damage control ever since. Now, a BART spokesperson insists that facial recognition software is not a part of the plan as it stands today. These privacy advocates are worried that it could be a slippery slope. In San Francisco, I'm Ann Makovic. Back to you.
And today, a homeless man accused of stabbing two men at the MacArthur BART station in Oakland will face a judge. Police arrested 27-year-old Solomon Espinoza 2 days ago. They say he stabbed one man in the face and another in the arm aboard a Richmond-bound train Friday night. Police believe Espinoza used a box cutter in the attack. In Southern California, a man is behind bars for allegedly starting the Holy Fire in Orange County. It burned down 13 cabins and forced the evacuation of several communities since it began Monday. 51-year-old Forrest Gordon Clark could face life in prison if convicted. An hour after the fire started, Clark said he didn't know how it began. His home is reportedly the only one left standing in the community. Closer to home, the biggest wildfire in state history is now larger than the city of Los Angeles. The flames from the Mendocino complex have engulfed at least 475 square miles. Some good news, though, some evacuation orders have been lifted. Thousands of Clear Lake residents can now go home, and Highway 20 in both directions has reopened. The Mendocino complex is made up of the River and Ranch fires. CAL FIRE says they won't be fully under control until September. However, smoke that has covered the area has lowered the temperature and slowed its growth. Right now, containment is at 51%. And we can see all over the Bay Area, Netta, the air quality is not good. You can see all of that haze in the air.
Yeah, it doesn't look very pretty out there. A lot of gray skies is what we'll be dealing with. And it could impact visibility, could impact your lungs as well. Here's a look right now. Salesforce Tower camera looking towards the East Bay. And you can definitely tell low clouds are hanging there right over the Bay Bridge. But also, the skies are just not as blue as what we normally see. Let's show you what it looks like to the west. Yes, we have that layer of smoke just hanging right over the Pacific Ocean. The clouds, at least in that direction, have cleared up. And then to the north we go. Here's a nice look of sun shining on Transamerica Pyramid. So it does look a lot clearer around the bay than what we've seen the past few mornings when we keep getting that early morning fog. A lot of that has burned off pretty quickly here today. Here's a look at where it is, though, hovering right over the Golden Gate Bridge. So that's what we'll continue to see. And then look at the skies off in the distance. Yes, those higher levels of the atmosphere. It is hazy. It's smoky out there. And some of that smoke will settle lower to the ground today. 54 degrees in San Francisco, 65 in Livermore, Concord at 66 degrees. You're going to warm up a lot in those inland areas today. A moderate to unhealthy for sensitive groups, so air quality not good. Another spare the air alert is in effect. And you mix that with the heat, and it just won't feel very comfortable. 99 for the afternoon high in Livermore, 97 in Concord, 87 in Napa, 67 for San Francisco. That's where it will feel a lot better. Michelle.
Netta, thank you. So do you think your phone is listening in on you? Apple says that's not the case. The tech giant wants users to know iPhones are not listening to or recording conversations around them. In a letter to federal lawmakers, Apple insisted that iPhones do not listen to what users are saying throughout the day. It only listens when it is triggered by the words, "Hey Siri." They also said there is a visual indicator that lets users know when Siri is listening to a request. Apple issued the statement in response to an inquiry from the Energy and Commerce Committee. Amazon is looking for people who want to work from home. The online retail giant wants to fill more than 200 virtual jobs that allow employees to work from home. The jobs are in a variety of fields, including employee relations, cloud computing software development, and senior regional logistics leader. We'll be back with another update at the top of the hour, and you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.
Fix Now News is sponsored by Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong.
Summer is here, so get to the beach.
Where the days are warm and the nights are long.
The admission-free boardwalk is open daily. Check out beachboardwalk.com and we'll see you at the boardwalk.